is what Sandy and I have had the privilege of going to India. Tough, tough place, but full of people that need Jesus, I'm telling you. Northern India is a tough mission field, but you know what? We serve a Savior that is full of grace and mercy, and who knows what He can do when the gospel goes forth. If you look at your scripture, our candle for today is the joy candle, and just thinking about the joy of the shepherds for just a few moments. Listen, turn and take your Bibles, if you would, and turn to Luke chapter 2, Luke chapter 2, and stand to your feet as we reverence the reading of God's Word. We know this story good, but or well. It's one of our favorite Christmas stories, but let's read it again, what the Word of God says. It says this, "Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which will be to you, or to be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.' So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they came with haste, found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told by them, by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told them. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. I pray, dear God, that you'll be glorified through this story that we know well. Thank you for the privilege. In Christ's name, and all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. I want us to think about, just for a few moments, the joy candle. We had hope and faith and the joy that Jesus brings. And I want us to go back for just a moment in our mind's eyes about that first Christmas, and how God chooses to reveal Himself and who He chooses. And just a couple things. I want you to think first about the unusual recipients. And who were that? Who were they? Now, they were in the same country, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Of all the people God decides to proclaim this great news, the greatest news that's ever happened to mankind, He picks shepherds, just regular people. Really, for them, they would be the lowest part of society. These were people that would be unclean ceremonially, couldn't go to church and worship because they're out in the fields and unwashed and all these things. And why God chooses to go to this group of people? God comes at unexpected times, to unexpected places, to unexpected people. How many people could say amen to that? And these shepherds, He come. I love because Mary in her Magnificat, when she was praising God after she had received the message that the Christ child was going to be born, you know what she said? She said, "He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly." These shepherds were looked upon as being low, being let the dregs of society, but God chose them to come and reveal Himself, that the Christ would be born. He goes, and you know what He says? He goes to them and He tells these guys, "Come and see. Come and see." And so that's the recipients. Listen to the angelic appearance, verse 9. "And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid." Think about the angelic appearance. You know, we have no problem with the fact that, yeah, the Christ is born, and the shepherds out in the field, but what about the angels? That's when people get a little squirrely. Why? Because we can't explain the supernatural. They want to take all that out because we can't explain it in our vast knowledge. I want you to understand something. I believe in angels this morning, okay? Just like I believe what all the Scripture says. The Scripture says there was an angelic appearance to these shepherds out on that field during the night. And I want you to know something. When they show up at these moments,
most of the time what happens when heaven touches earth, there's fear. What do they say? What's the first thing the angels always say? You see it all throughout the scriptures. Fear not. I want you to know something. If you're laying out in the field by a fire, maybe listening, watching the sheep, and all of a sudden the heavens light up and heaven touches earth, you would be afraid too. And the first thing they say is, fear not. In our intelligence, many times we try to explain away many things. You cannot explain away Christmas or Christ or the angels or these shepherds and how they received the promise of God. If you're, you know what? If your starting point is God, we said this in Sunday school this morning. If your starting point is God, in the beginning, God what? Created the heavens and the earth. The rest of your scripture and how you process Bible will be off of that first sentence. And if you believe He created it all, then you understand that He is in control of it all, and He is not controlled by the natural laws that He has set in place for us to be controlled by. It's called supernatural. And He is. And I love this. These angels come, and they actually proclaim the gospel. This is the only time the angels get to proclaim the gospel up. We did it. He hands it over to us. Why in the world didn't He leave it with the angels? I guarantee you this. If one all of a sudden bust on the scene right now, we would all be, ooh. And He could have done that. He could have done that. He could have, an angel appear every Sunday and proclaim to you the gospel. Man, would the church houses be full then? He didn't give it to the angels. You know what He did? He gave it to the Sam and the Liz's, and He gave it to every one of us. All of us. And He said, you go. You come and see, and you go and tell. That's what He's going to tell them. You come and see, and you go and tell. And that's what it's all about, the angelic appearance. But look, they have a vital explanation, verses 10 and 12. And then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring to you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. All people across this world, 7.5 billion of us, all people. Why have we been shown such grace? Whom much is given, much is required. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in the manger. Oh, wrapped in swaddling clothes is something they did all the time in that culture, but lying in a food trough, a manger, God in a food trough. Shepherds understood what a manger was. And they give this explanation, and then he said, hey, go and see. C.S. Lewis said, it always shocks to find life where we don't expect it. Angels burst on the scene and they say, listen, unto you is born this day in the city of David. A what? A Savior. God's provision for our human predicament. We needed a Savior. Why? Because we were full of sin. God's predicament was sending the Savior, Christ the Lord. That's not His second name, by the way. Christ the Lord, He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, always has been, always will be. He is the answer to everybody's problem. Whether in Todd or in the mountains of India, He's the answer. He's come. If we think about, you know, how warped our hearts are and how desperately our world needs a Savior, and it wants to kick against the only answer, all we can do is keep sharing the light. Keep shining the light. Because God didn't say, because of your reaction, or if you get receptive, if people receive you, you can do this. No, He says you share it regardless of what you get in return. And that's what He's called each and every one of us to do. He gives His audience a sign. He said, hey, you go down. These shepherds, you go down, you find that babe laying in a food trough. You know what? I didn't think about this till last night at the Ricky Skaggs concert when something he said, and I thought, you know, at that point, shepherds became sheep. Now, wait a minute, come on. Think about it. At that point, shepherds became sheep, and they went to go see the great shepherd.
of all things, all through the Scripture, he's referenced as the shepherd, the great shepherd, is he not? It would be only fitting for him to go to shepherds to go and say, hey, you be the first to go check things out. Because I want you to look at the shepherd's response. And this is where we close, 13 through 20. And suddenly, listen, there's that one angel, and all of a sudden it's as if heaven can't hold back. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill to men. So it was when the angels had gone away and from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning the child. And those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God, and all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. I want you to think about here you are on the side of the hill, one angel, and it's all of a sudden it's a host of angels burst on the scene. And what are they doing? They're praying. Well, angels do. Glorifying God and singing his praises. It's all as if heaven could no longer contain itself. And you know, here's the deal. And when the lights went out, and all of a sudden we can relate to this. Our big high, spiritual high, goes away. You know what they could have said? Boy, what a good night we've had. Let's just sit over here by the fire and talk about how great a night we had seeing the angels. What did they say? Let's go see. Why do you think the angels announced it to him? Go, for unto you is born. They didn't have to go to Bethlehem, did they? They said, let's go see. Let's go see. And they load up and they go down and they find the Christ child just as it is said. And they heard, they believed. And they, how do I know they heard and they believed? Because they went. Come on, hello. They heard and they believed. How do I realize that? Because they went. Now listen, that's a good lesson to us this morning. You hear? Do you believe? Are you ready to go? God's called you. We're not all missionaries to go to India, Northern India, the Himalayas, and walk the Himalayas. But he's called us to be missionaries wherever our feet trod. And if we hear and we believe, then we go. And our life is going. As you go, is what the Great Commission says. As you are going, take the gospel. That's what Christmas is about. How in the world can we go out at Christmas time and never share about Jesus, who Jesus is? What do? They go. They went. And what did they find? Found exactly what God had said. They found the Christ child. And I love this. And now when they had seen him, what did they made widely known the saying which the Lord had told them about this child. You see, when you get a hold of him, when you see him, when he becomes real in your life, you can't help but tell somebody. You can't help. They made widely known it. Please don't miss this. Right in the middle of this little story, you'll miss something. Because the people marveled that they were telling, but none of them went to see for themselves. See the rest of the story like Paul Harvey did. We don't see all this crowd that was hearing about what the shepherds said. Guess what? Same child was still laying there. Same Bethlehem was still there. They marveled, but you know what? They didn't go to see this amazing thing for themselves. Amazement, but no commitment. You see, when we get a hold of it, we'll be committed. We'll be committed to carrying Jesus wherever we go. Oh, we can marvel. We can come and watch some redneck get up and go crazy every Sunday and say, oh, what a good time we have. But if it doesn't change us outside this door, what have we done? What good is it? What good is it? Because we can hear, but do we really believe? Because when we hear and believe, we'll go do. We'll go. Mary treasured all those things in her heart. Why? Just like the song we sang. You see, that was her child, but that was also her Savior. The only way she could be made right was through the child that she just had. What about you this morning? Do you know that you have a relationship? relationship with Christ. Come and play, Linda, as we're finishing up. Have you heard the story so much you've become callous? Have you heard the Christmas story or about the shepherds and all these things? And we hear, what a great time. We decorate and we give gifts and we do all these things. But do we really have the greatest gift? Do we have Christ? Because the truth is, if we do have Him, then we have a purpose and we're going and we're taking Him wherever we go. Because it's not just for us to hear, just to be amazed at, but it's for us to have a commitment to every day. Christmas is every day, like Danny said in prayer room. It's not just this one time or season, it's every day. Christ has come. A Savior is born unto you. Let's stand on our feet. God was reconciling to Himself in Christ. He sent His Son into this world to rescue us and to rescue men from their sin. What about you? Close your eyes before the Lord right now. Boy, we've had an encounter with Christ today, an encounter that people are going to give their life overseas, plant herself. We also had an encounter with the shepherds as they encountered the angels on that first Christmas night. And boy, they were so amazed to the point that they went and were obedient to go see this Christ child. But the other group that heard the same message were amazed, but they didn't cause them to change. That's you, by the way, today. You're one of the two. You're either lost or saved. Two people in this room right now, lost or saved. And right now, I want you to do business before the Lord. Do you know that you have Jesus Christ, your personal Savior? If you do not, there's never been a place in your life that you came to that point that through the testimony of the gospel that it has changed your life. It's become part of you and you have a purpose and you're lost. And God don't want you to be lost. That's what Christmas is about. Man, for the story of the shepherd, somebody can get saved. You better believe it. The Holy Spirit can touch your life. Do you need Christ? There's people at the altar right now. Come forward. Receive Christ as your Savior before it's eternally too late. No guarantee that we'll make it home today. In a car accident, anything can happen. But you can have something for eternity whenever you give your life to Christ. And there's nobody here. Listen, Satan might be saying, well, you've done this in your past. You've done that. There's nobody here that can't be reached. God loves you. How do I know that the Scripture says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. That's a promise. I'm not going to tarry long. The Spirit of God's here. You're going to reject it again. You're going to be amazed and just go away, or you're going to make a commitment. It's a turning point right here in eternity for you. You need Jesus? Altar's open. What's God saying to you? You're going to act in obedience? Don't let Christmas be just about presents and caught up in the hustle and bustle of the world and looking forward to it. It's over so He can just be by you. Is that what Christmas is? No. Christmas is about a child. Savior that's come to this earth and died for you. Sam and Liz, come forward before we close. Come here. I want to pray over you guys, please. Keep playing, Lynn. Turn around here. We're going to pray for this group. These are two people that are going and planting their life out from under the umbrella of America, by the way. Needs protection, but needs most of all, they need that power of the Holy Spirit guiding them as they go and they walk those mountains. Who will pray? Extend your hand forward as if you're here, laying your hand on them. Dear Lord, you see my brother and sister in Christ right here. Thank you. First, thank you that you sent your Son, as we learned in our scripture this morning. And Lord, these have heard, and they believe, and they're going. Thank you. Bless them. Watch over them, Lord. Help them to meet their needs financially, spiritually, emotionally, all the things, Lord, that you've
got in their path and going to guide them down. I pray, dear God, most of all, give them souls for their labor. Lord, I pray that this Providence in India will be on fire for the Lord because of seeds of the gospel that's planted in their life. Raise up people of peace. Raise up people that live there that catch the vision. God, that take the gospel to the reaches all through India, up into Pakistan, into Nepal, all that area there that's so lost. Lord, save them by your marvelous grace. Thank you for this couple willing to go. Bless them and use them mightily, Lord. And I pray that they'll return carrying their sheath with them, praising the Lord for what you've done. In Christ's name we ask it, and all God's people said, they're going to be back at their table. Bring your cards of commitment. I'm not going to stand back there so we don't bottleneck it so bad. But bring your cards of commitment to them. Let them know that you love them. Go, you guys go on back and go out. You're free to be dismissed when they get back and get to their table. Come back tonight, 6 o'clock. We're going to have hymn sing, exchange gifts, cookies, and chocolate milk. I know I'm a mess.